This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, independent producers Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison shared the story of their mystery puppy. When they bought Dovekey from a family in rural Michigan, they thought they were bringing home a Golden Retriever chocolate lab mix. But when Dovekey started growing a beard, giant eyebrows, and a long black wiry coat, they got suspicious. So they got his DNA tested by two different companies. Many of you made guesses about Dovekey's parentage on the NPR website, and now we can bring you the results.
Dovekey, something came in the mail for you today, Dovekey. Come here, buddy. Come here. Good boy.
The envelope, please.
I don't want him to be a poodle. No offense to poodle lovers.
The results of the first test were printed on an official-looking certificate with Dovekey's photo on it.
I can't believe it's finally here. What? This is bogus.
You think?
This is totally bogus.
Canine Heritage, this is Robin. Can I help you?
Hi, we have some questions about a canine DNA test result.
Did you get your results?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, let me...
That's Robin Ray with a canine heritage test in Davis, California.
Oh, yeah. I can see why you have questions. That's easy to explain. Basically, your dog is a fruit salad. It has all kinds of stuff in it, a Heinz 57. Of the four breeds that are coming up, the Golden Retriever is coming up the strongest, followed by the wire-haired pointing Griffon, followed by the bearded Collie, followed by the miniature Schnauzer.
A wire-haired pointing Griffon?
And there's no Labrador Retriever in this dog. So there's no chocolate lab, there's no black lab, there's no yellow lab, there's no English lab, no Virginia lab.
The lab shows no lab.
So this shows that Dovekey's mom was not even close to being a purebred Golden Retriever?
I have this conversation almost on a daily basis with someone who has purchased a puppy that what they were told that it was this and this, and boy, mom looked like this, but usually when your dog is very mixed, it is a black dog with a white chest spot, much like your dog. This is what we call, affectionately, a generic black dog with a white chest spot.
Then we got the results from another company, a swab test and a blood test.
It says Golden Retriever and wire-haired pointing Griffon. Oh, wow. They don't even detect any other breeds. None at all.
I do think that he is 50% wire-haired pointing Griffon and 50% Golden Retriever.
That's Dr. Angela Hughes. She's the veterinary genetics research manager at Mars Veterinary.
What we think that means is that he has two purebred parents?
This is indicated, yes, 50% from each.
So dad was a wire-haired, wire-haired pointing Griffon.
And honestly, this is probably the first time I've seen one, at least in this quantity, in a mixed breed dog. It's not a breed that comes up very often. But he's very strongly matching to them, and I think when you look at him, you definitely see it. His face and such, absolutely.
So there's a picture of a wired-haired pointing Griffon in the packet. Let's take a look.
Oh, my God, he looks totally like this dog. Holy moly. Look at it. It's exactly him. That's him.
So there you have it.
Or do we have it?
I don't think so. We have a lot of contradictory evidence.
So what explains the fact that the two companies came up with completely different results, and one says that Dovekey's mom wasn't even half Golden Retriever? What happened to the bearded Collie and the miniature Schnauzer?
We called an expert.
Based on the data that you have, I think it's very difficult to say which test result is correct.
Joshua Akey is an assistant professor in the Department of Genome Science at the University of Washington, which studies canine genetics.
There's a lot of unknowns that prevent you from saying, you know, test one or test two is definitely correct.
So if somebody asks us, what breed is Dovekey, how should we answer?
I would say that Dovekey has a significant contribution from both Golden Retrievers and wire-haired Griffons. It's just a matter of whether he was the result of two purebreds or if one or both of his parents were mixed breeds themselves. So I think these test results are fine and they're fun, and maybe they tell you things about your dog that you didn't know before, but they certainly have limitations. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the test results say. You're still going to love your dog.
Oh, Dovekey, you're unique.
Here's the last chapter. We called Dovekey's birth family up in Plainwell, Michigan, to let them know that one of their pups was going to be a national radio star. And they finally admitted that while they had hoped Dovekey's father was the chocolate lab next door, there had also been a funny-looking dog that had come calling when Dovekey's mom was in heat. That butt-ugly dog, their words, just happened to have a beard, eyebrows, and giant paws, and looked an awful lot like pictures of a wire-haired pointing griffon.
Oh, honey. Your mom, she fell in love with the wire-haired pointing griffon. You're her little love child. And now you're our love child, Dovekey.
And thanks to the many hundreds of you who wrote in with your guesses about Dovekey, some of the more popular choices, Giant Schnauzer, Newfoundland, Labradoodle, Irish Wolfhound, Portuguese Water Dog, and German Wire-Haired Pointer. Some other guesses sent us scurrying to the Encyclopedia of Dog Breeds, the Louisiana Catahoula Leopard Dog, the Tibetan Terrier, the Italian Spinone, and the Albanian Weasel Hound. Much to our disappointment, that one actually doesn't seem to exist, but we think it should. Other imaginative suggestions included Falcor, the luck dragon from The Neverending Story, and Larry Talbot. He was the Wolfman character Lon Chaney played in the 1941 movie. And finally, kudos to the many of you who have a future in canine forensics and correctly identified Dovekey as part wire-haired griffon.